Welcome back, everyone. I am so happy to be back here with you today. Since that it is the beginning of a new year, what about working on changing certain aspects of our life, modifying our reality and changing it for something that is new and exciting? And I know that it seems a bit of a challenge, but it's definitely possible to maybe see life a bit differently and bring some constructive ideas and action into our life in order to empower it. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to be talking about vision, creating a new vision for ourselves. And we often make a plan. I've heard of making plans before. So we do business plans when we have a business, but it's rarely we do a plan for our life on a personal level. We can advance and do a plan and write step by steps what we want to do, what we want to achieve, what we want to acquire. Yes, that's one idea. But what I'm talking about here today, it's not a plan. It's more like a vision. And what I mean by vision is creating a visual image of what we desire and aligning true feelings with what we wish and desire for our future. So it's quite different because we're not working with only our mental body, but we are going to work with that inner force within. So vision is about working with that inner strength force within. Inside of ourselves, we have that perfection energy. You know, when we feel joy, happiness, all these qualities come from a place or generated from a place that we have within, that we call the presence. That presence has the power to expand and take space inside of ourselves. The more space that she or he takes, it's got no gender, the more benefit comes into our life. That light, that energy must receive direction from us in order to move, in order to emerge into our life and create. It is the inner creator within. So if we want to work with that inner creator within and work with a vision, we must follow certain steps. So I have created for this year, for my life, I have created a document that I follow, and I have set already my vision for this year, and I would like to share that with you. It might be a great resource for you, and if you are ready for change, this might be really the tool that will help you create that change, because all change starts within. Right? We're all individuals and we all have to change the way we feel inside in order to match that to that to our physical reality. We all have the key to our own change within. That being said, I will take you through the documents that I have, the steps that I have created for myself. Hopefully, you will enjoy them. If you have any questions, you can always email me or get in contact with me for more explanation. All right. So step to create a new vision for ourselves. Step number one, action number one, if you like, action that you must take is to, we must step back. We must find a moment. I know we have busy lives and demands and all kinds of things are going on, and it's kind of unstoppable sometimes. But if we want to change our life, if we want to change the way we live life, we must get to a place where we need to stop and breathe and reflect upon what's going on at present in our physical, emotional body. That's the first step. We need to break. We need to stop everything, and we need to find 15 minutes, half an hour, maybe an hour to just kind of take a piece of paper and really close our eyelids and scan our body inside, the inside self, emotionally, and answer the question, how do I feel within? And what I'm looking for, it's all these emotions that are inside that we never paid attention to. We live through them. Every day we live through them, you know. We get angry, we get stressed out, we play them. But do we observe them? Do we sit down and say, okay, it seems like I have a lot of anger here and there's a lot of stress in my chest area. There's this, there's that. Do I feel the overwhelm, fatigue? These are pretty obvious, you know, because we feel them physically as well. But is there any other things inside? So I have created a list that you can go through and truly dig in and see what are the emotions that are playing in my life at present. So we start by doing a scan of the inner self. Then we move to the physical body. Physical body is easier because there's pain. If there's something that doesn't flow well, there's pain attached to it. So on the physical level, is there any physical pain? Do I have any type of situation with dis-ease or anything like that going on? How am I feeling on a physical level? Then take a look at the external reality of yourself, the relationship, you know, what's going on in your life, what's going on in your reality on a physical, tangible level, the relationship with your partner, your work, your family, the relationship with your house, the cleaning, the state of your house itself. How does it look? What about your health and your activities, your entertainment, your friendship? We do some sort of a look around and observe every area of our life on a physical, material level and physical relationship with the actors. Let's see, that's the way I call them, the actors, you know, the story, the overall story, what is it? And you'll be able to make some connection and seeing that all the emotions that are within yourself are not only radiating through the physical body, but they're also creating that reality of ours. So everything is linked. So then we must think that if I can change the feelings within, I can change the physical body pain that I have, and I can also change my external reality. And that's why we want to set a vision. We want to set a vision to truly, profoundly change the feelings. And we want to work with ourselves differently. That's what we really want to do with creating that vision. And I will tell you how to do that. So that would be step number one, doing a big assessment on the inner self. Then we're moving to a place of understanding that might help us out. Let's think of this here. It is important to understand that as we incarnate ourselves to this planet, it is impossible to not make any kind of mistakes. And maybe I've talked about that in the past, but it is impossible not to be in a situation where energies are not compromised. We carry all an emotional luggage within ourselves, and that plays in our life. So obviously, sometimes we get stuck, or we don't make right decisions, and that creates hurdle in our life. And we must nurture ourselves on that level, and we must understand it. And sometimes we are so hard on ourselves. And my point is the acceptation of these emotions must come to the light, if you want. Yes. And we must start forgiving that emotional luggage that we carry with us slowly but surely. I mean, we're not doing this in 1 minute here, I understand. But we must get into a place of awareness and being conscious that, yes, we have made a wrong decision at certain point of our time. And that has created problems and situation, some bigger than others, And if we would have known better, we would have done better. And yes, we need to get into that place, even though if sometimes it is really hard, because we cannot move energy that doesn't want to be moved. Yeah, we must be ready to not only acknowledge that emotional background, but we also want to be ready to create change. So that means that this energy must be willing to move. And it only moves with acceptation of this reality and then forgiveness. Forgiveness for not being connected to that inner force within. It is the result of cutting ourselves off from that inner source that creates an emotional reality. Yeah. So that's where true forgiveness starts, to forgiving ourselves for having cut the cord with that source within. Yeah. And from there, all these emotions arise and situations that can make us make wrong choices. So let's get a place this year, let's get into a place of forgiveness and tenderness for ourselves. We are so hard on ourselves. Yes. So that would be step number 2. Then we'll move into step number 3. And 3 is about acknowledging all the things that we are grateful for in our life. And gratefulness, we talk about it a lot, but truthfully what it is that any time that we are grateful for something, we are nourishing the presence within. And remember, we want that presence to take more space, more stand in our life. We want that energy to radiate and to take more action in our life. So the more we feed it, there's many ways of doing that, but being grateful is one of the things that we can do. We must acknowledge all the beauty and the things that we are grateful for in our life. Of course, if you're in a place of difficult time and it's difficult to find things, well, let's just start with the basic of the beautiful places that we live, like the mountains and the oceans and the beautiful sceneries that the planet Earth brings to us. You could be grateful for just all the things that comes to you, all these maybe opportunities that will arise soon. You know, we even can forecast them. Let's be grateful for having a physical body. Let's be grateful to be alive. If you're listening to this podcast, you're alive. Let's be grateful for your family. Let's be grateful for the wonderful friends you have. Let's be grateful for all these constructive things that we can find in our life. And this brings energy in our life, fuel to the presence. So that's why it is extremely important to remember to be grateful for things that we see, and we must say it. And if you can say it out loud, out loud, it's even better. So that would be step number 3. Then we move into step number 4. It's about making a call to the presence, making a call to the universe. And it is a little strange in the beginning because when we talk, when we speak out loud in front of nobody in the, alone, it's like talking to yourself, all right? So it takes a little bit of time to get used to being comfortable with that. Sometimes you can just pick up the phone and just without picking up the line, but you just use the phone, like if you had somebody on the phone, and then it makes you more comfortable to talk to the universe. That's a great way to get used to that. So making a call to the presence. So truly what we want to do is we want to tell that presence within, the I am presence, the inner force, what we want to do. What is our plan? We want to use her energy, the energy, that kind of energy, the presence energy, to bring into manifestation something in our life. So we want that presence to fulfill that vision, to bring forth all the resources, all the energy necessary to fulfill that vision completely for ourselves. And we must call out loud and make a call to that inner presence in order for that to get into motion, to that energy to get into motion. That's truly what we are doing by doing that. So that would be action number 4. Make the call to your inner presence. Then we're moving to action number 5, and it's about the projection of what we wish and desire. We want to project, like we want to create a movie. You know, we're already in a movie, but we want to change the movie. We want to change the story. So we're going to give it some color. See, the presence is energy, and we want to color it. Want to create, you want to make it beautiful. We want to tell it where to go. We need to give it direction and we need to color it with some qualifiers. So it's about qualifying the energy. And this is a daily activity. Why? Because every day we must remind ourselves that the present is presence, a present. And we must qualify the energy in order to get the feeling and the imagery. That's truly what we want to do. Not only we call for the presence to get active, we want to get into the image because that's the way the presence works. It works with the image and the feeling. It's a feeling world. So not only we want to bring the feelings, but we want to also bring the image. So qualifying what we wish and desire is really, really important and must be done on a daily basis. Because understand that we are qualifying our life, but in a different way. The story that we actually entertain at present is qualified by us talking a certain way, acting a certain way, and doing a series of action a certain way. So we want to do the same thing, but with the new story. And that's why we need to qualify this energy and tell it what to bring and what to do. So I do it in 3 sections, 3 points. Let's put it this way. First, I will qualify the feelings. I know we want a lot of things on this planet. We always look for all kinds of materialistic things. And it's okay. It's okay until we realize that we can have a big house, but if it's empty and there's no happiness, joy, and all these things, I mean, there's no point of being there, right? So first step, it's always to start with the feelings. We desire to have to emerge from that presence, these energies, and to bring these energies into our lives. So the energy that we are looking for are the high frequencies energies. So I will start with this. And the first part that I do is this. My beloved presence every day increase the level of joy in my life. Beloved presence every day increase the level of abundance in my life. My beloved presence every day increase my level of love in my life. Every day increase my level of patience. Then you choose all these beautiful words and you add them as step number one. You increase confidence, happiness. So every day, every time you make the call, you increase the attributes in your life, these qualities. And truly, that's what we are looking for. If there's more confidence, well, there's more opportunities. If there's more confidence, work is easier. If there's more confidence, usually abundance is there as well. So truthfully, we must bring more of these attributes into our lives. That's key number one. Then I will bring the tangibles, things that I wish and desire, by qualifying them every month. So I will say, every month, beloved presence, beloved inner force, inner light, every month, make my employment more exciting and more fulfilling. Every month, expand opportunities and channels of income. Every month, expand my business and my work. So you create a list of what you wish and desire. And you, secondly, you create these more tangible items. Secondly. Thirdly, I will qualify my whole year. I will make a statement on the whole year and say, every year make me become beloved presence. Every year make me become a better presence for myself in this world. That is the ultimate goal for myself, to become a better person, to, of course, bring more of my qualities into this world and help out. You know, that's truly what make us feel great. You know, we want to be ourselves, and not only we want to be ourselves, but we want to be able to bring great assistance with the gifts that we have within ourselves. If everyone would do that, we would be such in a harmonious place. You know, so that's it. So every day, I go through the qualifiers that I just mentioned to you. I have put many examples on the documents that I have created. If you require some examples, it is available to you. Okay. Action number 6 is about manifesting that vision. And I'm going to talk a bit about it today, and there's going to be some more stuff coming up in the next few weeks. But let's just say this for now. Three important points. Number one, repetition. You must do your qualifiers every day. It is really important to maintain the feelings and maintain the imagery, because it creates a momentum. It creates a stream of light that comes into your life and creates as you go along. And you have to think that if 90% of our days are filled with emotions and streams of emotions, there's only 10% that is given to that light to emerge. So that's why it is so difficult to create change in our lives. You know, because so much of our attention is put upon the drama and the situation that are difficult. And a little time, a minimal time, is actually taken for investing in our spirituality and strengthening that inner force within. So it creates a challenge. So that's why you need to make this repeat. If you require change, if you are ready for change, you must make the repetition. You must make it You must make a commitment to show up. That would be point number one. Number two, in order to manifest, you must be able to hold a vision. Here again, we must carry with us the feeling and the imagery. So maybe put up an image or something around your surrounding reminded you that will remind you of the vision that you have, like the idea of the vision board. That's the idea. The imagery is important. We must get back to the feeling, and the feeling must be present, because the presence works with, it's a feeling world. It doesn't truly speak like us. It is a feeling world. So the feeling is the way the presence speaks. So we must get to a place, this feeling must emerge from us in order to become manifestation, in order to become creation. So it is extremely important. So hold a vision, repetition, and then we must get into a place of inspired action. We want to get into a place where we are a little bit more in tune with ourselves, and when it comes down to listening to that presence within. Sometimes there is urges or promptings that we called. There are little goosebumps that we feel sometimes and that tell us something. And often it is a feelings that comes through. Like I said earlier, the presence speaks through feelings. So it tells you something. It tells you to act upon something, to go get something, to go meet something. And sometimes it doesn't make sense. But we must listen to that inner voice, inner feeling, and follow it through. There is something there that is aligned with the vision that must come together. Maybe it's an opportunity behind something. So be in a place of open mind to anything, knowledge or ideas. And then these promptings could come from other individuals in your circle as well. Someone may come up and say, listen, this is really interesting. Would you be open to do this or that? Would you be blah, blah, blah? And let's be open, even though if it may not make sense or we might not be receptive to it. Let's just say, okay, maybe I should try now. Maybe I have a new vision. Maybe it's time for me to do things differently. And maybe I was not open to this, but now maybe I should be. So we must keep ourselves in a place of receptivity, openness, yes, in all time, and get into action. Sometimes when we say spirituality, there's an idea of waiting for something and waiting for the money, waiting for the supply, waiting for all these things. And we need to stop somehow thinking that, because it's not something magic that will fall off the sky. It requires work. Unfortunately, it would be better if it wouldn't. But we need to work with the presence to create these things. But we need to get into an active position, definitely. To create that new vision, we must be active. We must take action. It's important. Yes. All right. After you have finished or understand these points, a year after, and sometimes, most of the time, I do my assessment, my year assessment, every day on my birthday. I take that day for myself. My birthday is not about, for me, it's not about seeing people, or it's about taking a day for myself and reflecting upon my life and resetting my year to something that is constructive, that's to something that's going to make me stronger. So I usually take that day for myself and do my resetting or realigning of my vision on that day. Then when you finish your year and you've made great efforts, you can rescore yourself. You can rescore yourself. Like I was saying in the beginning, I don't know if I mentioned it, but every aspect of your emotional state, you should give it a score so we can know how much progress we have done. So we can score how we feel emotionally. We can score our vitality, physically, how we feel. And we can also score our state of happiness. So then when the year has passed, let's rescore that with all the effort that we made and see where we stand. Let's see what needs to be realigned, and let's maybe realign as well and requalify what we wish and desire in our life. And then we're ready to go for another year, you know? And the idea is to increase the constructive activities in our life as much as possible and to focus on them, you know? And okay, so I will leave you on that note. I wish you a great year, full of love and full of constructive activities. If you have any questions or you want to ask me anything, you can do so through the website under www.saneessence. It is S-A-I-N and essence in one word .ca. You can leave me a message through there. I don't actually go through all the other portals of that I use. You know, if you really need to contact me, please do so through the website, because for sure I will receive the message. And then if you want to access the document with all the information, the call to the presence and all the qualifications to get you started for this new year, you can do so under the boutique. So you can access the document right there if you wish to do, if you're interested. So I will leave you, and I will see you real soon. Next podcast, we're going to be talking about emotions. We're going to work with these emotions, and we're going to try to respond better and get into a place of working better with this emotional body of ours. You know, it's quite a lot of work, but we're gonna get through it. So may love be with you, and I will talk to you, be back with you real soon.